wanna live so bad you wanna die? Ever cried and cried until you can't cry? Like, why am I alive? What's the purpose to life?
Hi, welcome to Boys Do Cry Mental Health Conversations, where we have honest conversations about mental health.
Each week we talk about how we're feeling, how we're truly feeling, and try and make sense of what goes on in our mind.
No, we are not mental health professionals, and if you're struggling, please reach out for help.
The stories you hear should not be a substitute for professional help. They're here to supplement your journey.
My name is Ram Reyes.
And I'm Paulina Rodriguez-Reese. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Boys Do Cry. We had the intro this time, right? It didn't come out. I hope it doesn't cut out this time. Like last episode. But today we have Jalen here with us, revisiting as a guest. What's up, Jalen? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing? Good to hear from you guys again.
I know.
Is Pauline? Oh, Pauline's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Shout out to all of my peoples.
But how's everyone feeling? How's just start off the show? How are you feeling, Jalen?
I'm feeling, honestly, I don't know how I'm feeling. I'm feeling numb right now. I don't feel anything.
How you been since the last episode? Was it season one? Was it season one or season
two? Episode seven. Yeah,
season two.
Life season two?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? I think it was one.
Where y'all? No. It's season one, episode seven, and it's Life Lessons with Jalen.
That's right. Get it right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can listen to that episode now if you don't know who Jalen is. Just go back to that episode and listen.
He's the one that made our.
Yeah, he's also. Yeah, I think so. If you didn't already know, he's the person on the track, which is the best theme song we've ever had.
New one.
Oh, yeah?
Dang. If they all prove it, I got a new one.
Oof. Oof.
But what's new, Jalen?
I'll let y'all choose. No, I just, honestly. You said what?
What's new? What's been going on?
Honestly, there's not much new things in my life. There's just higher levels of the same thing. There's been giving out the same consistent energy, and been more things coming back to me. And, I got a girlfriend.
Oh, you got a girlfriend now. Nice. I mean, that might change like your state of mind somehow, right? Like, how has that made it better or worse?
Well, you just don't realize. You don't realize how much certain stuff plays out, like that you do, such as good habits or bad habits, until you share yourself exclusively more with someone else. Like, I didn't think that I had a problem with certain stuff, or I had like certain characteristics that were so great about me until I shared them with someone. And it, you know, those became conversations with him, and I was like, "Oh, I have no idea."
Are you the type of person that like, do you think about like when you think about like sharing yourself with someone, like you're hesitant, or you just like dive right in?
I'm actually definitely hesitant at first, very hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hesitant because I want to dive in, like I want to enjoy. And sometimes, like, I don't want to, sometimes I have the problem with persuading myself to think past what the reality is. And the reality is, I really don't know you. It just feels really good to have that new excitement of wanting to invest in someone and that freshness of a relationship. And they look great to you, you know, all of that stuff. And I don't want to trick myself and be like, well, even if it's for a month, it would have been a good month. So
that's like, true.
I gotta sit back, and I want that as I grow through my relationship, like through experiences in the past. Like, I want to show you this is what you're dealing with. This is the package right here. Oh, this is all I got right now, and I want that same presentation so that it's a fair game, like, you know.
How are you feeling, Ram?
I'm anxious because I'm graduating in like. Wait, I'm graduating like next week from this recording. So I graduate like May 17th. This episode comes out like, I don't know, May 8th or some shit. Thank you. But I'm finally graduating college with a bachelor's in journalism. If I pass all my classes, which I probably will, but I'm just like freaking out now because I'm like, oh fuck, like what do I do now? Like I need, like I feel like I have like this anxiety of like, oh, I need to get a job like right away. Like I need something. Mm-hmm. I need to get something rolling. I don't know why, but like I'm just, I feel like I don't have time to play around anymore. Or maybe this is the perfect time to play around. I don't know. Like it's just having all these expectations of other people. I know you're not supposed to like think about that, but like the expectations of like my parents, my friends, the society as a whole is like, I need to like at least meet some of that expectations. Cause like people, I feel like people expect something of me. They'd expect me to become something, anything, you know, like I need to be something. And it's just that pressure to be something is like, you know, getting to me. And I'm trying to like discern like what do I want though? There's the funny thing where it's like when people expect something of me, I immediately don't want to do that thing because I'm like, I don't want to do what you expect me to do. Like usually I do things for fun, and then when that thing for fun succeeds, and then people expect that of me, I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. Cause like I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'm afraid that I might fail their expectations, or I need to hash that out with my therapist. But my therapist did say the last time I went, like last week, he was like, you know, college, well, maybe this is maybe this is bad for the people in college, but college is just there to prove that you've gone through the bullshit. Like that you've proven yourself that you can go through bullshit and you could deal with that. Like to an employer. Like you've dealt with deadlines, you've dealt with confusing forms. You could just deal with it. And that is what that diploma partly symbolizes. Doesn't necessarily mean you learned a lot of things. It just meant you could work through a system and deal with things. So I'm like, okay, that kind of makes me feel better.
But, that made me sad.
What?
That made me sad.
Why? What is it? Why make you sad?
I mean, I'm happy for you. Like, I'm not saying.
Yeah, but like.
Sounds really. I'm not. I'm saying the way that a therapist put it makes me
sad.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I think he was trying to make me feel better, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but that was not a good, I don't know. It was like, that means you're a good dog. You have a track record of being a good dog. You fetch when we say fetch and you come back.
Yeah, that's what exactly I was thinking. I was just like, well, you know what? I guess it just partly does prove it. So that I can fulfill requirements that are expected of me. But other than that, I'm chilling, I guess. I need to.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to get through it. I'm like, once I graduate, maybe I'll feel differently because it's just like the anticipation of that moment. I feel like I think I might cry when I like walk. I don't know.
I think you should let it out.
Definitely. Yeah. But how are you, Paulina? How are you feeling?
How am I emotionally?
Yeah. How are you emotionally?
I don't know. I feel like I could be better. I really don't know. Today was kind of like all over the place. Not like nothing bad happened. I think I've just been very like reflective.
Mm.
Definition. I don't know what that means.
Reflective. I don't know. I've just been looking back a lot.
Mm.
Because the last time I was here in Long Beach, like I couldn't finish the semester. Like, that's why I had to move back to Fresno. It was just, like, there's a lot going on. And the way that I moved back to Fresno was very violent. Like, it was really traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything that I went through. So I think, like, I'm about to finish the semester. And, like, I just want to cry because I feel like I've been through a lot. And I feel like people don't really know, like, everything that I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, internally, like, it was a lot. It was a lot that I had to like fight for to even like be here at this moment. So I just want to cry because I can't believe like I made it through that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. I can't believe I made it through.
Well, you're here now and you made it. Whew. Yeah.
No, thank you. I appreciate you for not giving up because you gave up. None of this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I would have never met you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a thought where it's like, not that. Actually, this is prompted by like Game of Thrones. There was like a line that was just like, there was a line. I don't know if anyone watches Game of Thrones, but there was a line by Sansa. She was like, "Well, I'm only this because of the trauma I endured in the past." And a lot of people were like debating about it, but like, I guess you are who you are because of what has happened to you in the past, and sometimes you're better for it. I think.
Yeah.
You definitely learn from that experience.
I did. But I think I want to like find a way to just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think I held on to so much to like who I was here before. Cause I really thought like I was really scared moving back. I thought I was gonna be self-destructive again. That I was gonna be back on my bullshit. You know? Uh-oh. I really did. I'm like, I was really scared. I'm like, I don't know if I can take care of myself. So definitely it was a learning experience. Now I definitely like became more introverted since I came here. And I think it's like not necessarily like I'm afraid of the people. I think it's just the trust.
Yeah.
That before I don't know, I just didn't trust that. I don't know. It was trust. Like right now it's trust.
Like you can't trust.
I just like went back into myself because when I was here, it was like I said, it was very like traumatic, like how all the emotions that were happening and the people that I was surrounded with and like how friendships ended and all those things. So like I needed to like establish trust within myself again here.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have a clean slate going back to Long Beach or? Does he have like baggage still? Like,
I feel like it's like healing. Mm. Like some of the places that I have felt so much pain in, I remember, I think it was like a week ago or something. I went back the day that I actually left to those places and like I could find beauty in it again. Like I could look at the flowers and it feel good. Mm. Like I didn't feel like that weight anymore. Mm-hmm. When I used to visit, it felt like I would go back to Fresno to have like panic attacks because there was so much emotion coming up.
Mm.
And like now I can walk through those places and it doesn't feel that way anymore, which feels weird.
Like being able to walk through those places just like without being triggered.
Yeah.
You know, that's like one of the forms of therapy, like exposure therapy that people say, which is controversial because I'm like,
really?
Why are you subjecting people to things that will trigger them? But I don't know, maybe it does work for some people. Just like in increments.
Yeah.
Cause
definitely.
Yeah. But Jalen, but
yes.
So I wanted to like go back to how you see yourself like within a relationship. Because I am also just getting or just I am in a relationship now and you find like
I am
but it just seems like you kind of see yourself differently because like when you're with somebody because you're like constantly with them you kind of find things about yourself that you didn't really notice until you like hang out with the same person so many times or for like a long time.
Yeah.
Like
me is really I'm sorry.
No. Like what have you found out about yourself while you're in a relationship now? That you have like something to someone to reflect back on off of, I guess.
It's about like for me accepting the challenge or understanding that this is just not where I'm at. It's like dealing with the truth of sharing myself with someone. So like I have to I accept the challenge of understanding that this is a whole other person's point of view that I am dealing with, as far as not even dealing with, but that I'm accepting and part of my life for a longer period of time. And that this book that I'm reading, as far as the person, like the person was a book, this book is not a book that I'm just going to be able to end, be done with in a few days. Like I'm going to be gathering information for the rest of my life with this person. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just trying to accept the challenge of that. And like, it's hard to be so distant, but so close at the same time, because I don't want to be too close to where I'm overly invested, but I don't want to be too far away to where it's not enough effort being played. But like, I don't want to be their first priority. I want to be their second, maybe third priority. And I want them to understand that as well. Like, I want my woman's first priority to be herself.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's a very mature viewpoint.
And her dreams and her goals. I can't make her happy. I can't barely, like, it's hard to make myself happy. I'm not going to sit up here and put more on my plate, more on your plate. I want you to find your happiness so I can see what makes you naturally happy, so I can understand where I fit in the pocket of your life. So I want my girl, she graduated. She's about to get her, she go to grad school and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, she does a lot of school. She works two jobs and she substitute teaches. And so we don't get to spend a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. Like, but I make sure like I capitalize on the time that we do have together, and I understand that. And like, for some people, they're like, I need confirmation right now. I need to see you 3 times a week. And I don't need, I don't need that. And I want to show you that, no, necessarily, that's not how I operate. But I'm willing to sacrifice to show you that I'm sacrificing to make sure the betterment of this establishment we're building is going to be on concrete. So, yeah, I'm just learning a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Damn, Dylan. You should have a podcast and just give relationship advice.
This is for dude. Years
give
of
life
going
advice.
Yeah. Well, how do you?
This is years of going.
I want to ask, how do you deal with like conflict in a relationship? You know, like let's say you guys miss. Like you miss. You have like a misunderstanding. How do you?
You know.
What are you gonna say?
I asked my uncles, like, what's the secret to like a long lasting marriage, and they just told me, when she's mad, just leave her alone.
Oh my god! Wow. Yes, I just noticed that. I just found that out.
Right, yeah.
Like, months ago. I just found that out, but for me, it's just about I try to be completely honest, but also honest, but not too
honest.
Not like
honest too honest. Like.
Because being too honest, you being honest is you telling your version of the truth. That doesn't mean it's true.
That's true.
The right thing, but you're expressing your version of the truth. So I try to tell my girl, like, I tell her, like, babe, I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna get irritated a little bit. And I let her understand where I'm coming from, but it's a conversation, less of me trying to give her a lecture on you did wrong right here and you did wrong right here. I was like, honestly, like, I feel a certain way about this and I just want to let you know. All right, cool. And then she'll tell me, well, I thought this and this. And then I'll be like, well, I thought this and this. And okay, clearly there's miscommunication there. Kind of understand now. We'll have a kind of, next time something like that happened, just let me know as soon as possible. Like, so kind of being honest and trying to sacrifice me feeling a temporary emotion so it doesn't affect the permanent emotion or a permanent decision. It's like, I've told her, like, I'm not loving, like, I told her, like, I'm not choosing to love you and I'm not choosing to be with you because I'm lonely. I could live with myself and be happy. I'm not choosing to be with you because it's easy. Never going to be easy. No matter how easy you think it is, there's always going to be something you don't see, right? I told her I choose to be with you and I love you because this is the decision I made. I wanted to be with you. I saw what I saw in you, and I was like, I want this in my life, part of my life, for the rest of my life. And I wanted her to understand that it was a decision based off of motion, intellect, just like everything, a part of me made a decision to become a part of her. So like, she don't think that like, I'm in my emotions, so I'm gonna say something messed up. Like, I'm practicing not doing that and stuff like that. And I'm letting her be, I let her be mad. I just would be like, you know what, babe, you go ahead and get your rest. You need your rest. You know, go ahead and handle your business. I'm gonna go eat dinner. I'm gonna come back home. You know what I do? I do the same thing every day. And you let me know when you're available to where, you know, we can have a civilized conversation, and she's fine with that.
I'm telling you, that's what my uncle said. It was a secret.
I'm gonna keep that in my pocket.
Like, and your uncle was not lying. She is fine with that. But like, don't do it too soon, though. Don't do it too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Make it a I made it a conversation before I did that. And like, mm-hmm. I made it a conversation, and then I started doing it slowly because I wanted to make sure I gained her trust. And like, just cause like, and like, for me, like, I want to take everything to the highest level. So just because I gained your trust doesn't mean I should stop wanting you, caring about your trust. Like, I want to keep gaining your trust, maintain that. Now I need to gain something else. Like, right now, we're doing great as far as the arguments, because now kind of understanding the way she digested and she's understanding the way I digested. So we're moving
forward. Yeah, I saw this one post who was like, yeah, I don't like having arguments. I like calling them discussions, because this isn't, no one's going to win this argument, because this isn't an argument. This is a discussion of what misunderstandings we had and how we could, you know, resolve it. I like how you said, and I've heard this from other people, where it's like, you need to tell how you feel, not like blaming them for this or that. Just tell them like, this is how I am feeling and how I perceive that situation. Instead of like blaming them, like, you did this to me and you did that to me, you know, it's more constructive to see like, this is how I'm feeling about this, like, this situation that has happened. And
and that's true, because I mean, like, I'm telling my girl, like, I tell her before I start telling her like how I feel, kind of just like set the tone with general things to like lead into what I'm about to say, because I like to gain her attention first so that she understands, but she wants to answer right then and there. So I'll be like, before I tell her like, well, I thought this and this, I'll tell her like, you know, I can't really think, I don't know what you're thinking, I need, you know, and you don't know what I'm thinking. She's like, well, what are you trying to say, like, being anxious. But I just want her to set the tone of like, look, I'm about to say how I feel, but I want you to understand that I'm only telling you this because I know you don't know what I'm thinking. We don't share the same thing. So I'm just letting you know, I'm opening the passageway of, tell me what you're thinking about. You don't have to be such and so closed inside of yourself. Like, I didn't try to talk. I'm not trying to be with you for you to just keep everything to yourself. Like, we can.
That's like the hardest thing, is that no one can ever be within your head. Like, no one can ever know what you're thinking or how you like operate, you know, like the thoughts in your head and like how you construct them. It's like really hard to get that across to people, like how you're feeling or what you're thinking. Like, communicating that is just so hard. Because sometimes words just don't translate well from the feeling. Like, feeling to words is like, sometimes it's just impossible to put into words or in pictures. I mean, isn't that why you like make music? Is it like, sometimes like music kind of conveys a feeling better than like just saying it straight up?
Well, that's definitely one of the things too, is there are a lot more avenues for me to put my feelings into in music, because it starts with the beat and the way I'm saying it and the presentation of the words. So it's a lot I can invest. Just like when Paulina was saying, like, she wants to find a way to like release all of these emotions, that's my way. Like, literally, I don't go to the therapist. I just write it out and I share it with people, and people connect with it, and it's a beautiful feeling. So, like,
I've been trying, like, I think writing helps, but I'm trying with like photography. I'm like experimenting, or video. Oh, yeah. I have like, I've a seen video that I'm gonna those do. Look dope. But lately, I just feel like, dang, a cactus without its spines.
You should get a cactus, take out all the spines.
That was fire.
Yeah, grab.
I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna use that.
I feel like a cactus. I did. I took a picture of it in the bottle of it, and I took out the spines. But like with a knife, that's how I feel. Like, someone took off all my little spikes, and now I'm just like really
what
tender,
is a Scorpio
really
without its sting?
I don't know what to do.
What is that? What is that like?
A child.
What is a scorpion without its stinger?
Something random.
That's what I've been thinking about today. Yeah. Huh?
I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
Go for it,
Jalen. I want to hear this insight.
I was just translating what you said to relationship. Kind of on the subject. Mm-hmm. That's what scares a lot of people from relationships. To me, I realize is that you are showing like one of the highest levels of being vulnerable, like that you'll probably ever feel. Like you really feel like you really have to put yourself out there. And like the mm-hmm. more time you guys spend together, the more out there you're putting yourself. And some people just don't have it within themselves to be that vulnerable.
That's true. Really have like, to put yourself out there. I don't know. I feel like sometimes I like close myself out in like very intimate relationships. And I'm just like I'm still kind of like hesitant to like show all of it, you know? It's just like, I'm like, I can't yet. I'm showing most of it. There's like a hidden part that's just like, I don't know about this yet. Like showing that side. I'm just like, which is surprising to me because I'm like, man, I thought I was ready to show this side, you know? But like, guess I'm not.
Everything.
It's crazy.
That's gonna make it last longer. Yeah. I promise you that. You keep going down that road because you don't want to go. Somebody don't want to go into something that's too predictable. Like you don't want to give her too much too soon. You want to slowly
It's like a mystery.
Unravel.
It's like a.
You know, like. Yeah, like in 1 month and you already took her to Paris. Like, what else are you gonna do? Nothing else but exciter.
Start off with your local taco shop.
Oh man, what's crazy is that what we was talking last time we was I was at the taco shop last time we was trying to do this podcast.
Actually, I was okay.
That's the secret.
Oh, what was it? Continue.
And like, I'm sorry, y'all.
No. It's just the lag. I think it's the lag of the. So wait, what are you saying?
I was just saying like the little things bring out like I'm realizing like the littlest things has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with just all these materialistic things. It's the little things that show much more importance to how you love someone. Like I used my girl's car to go to another job interview, and got to get her car washed and stuff like that. And like telling her what set the expectation, but not telling her would make it a lot more, you know, make it a lot more intimate. Or like I stopped and got her some flowers and she enjoyed the flowers more than she enjoyed the $100 meal we just ate. I was like, well, shoot. Mm. But it's the beauty of that it's like you learn, you understand.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I wanted like, what? I don't know. I feel like when I was in Fresno, which was like a few months ago, I had like all these goals and all these like professional ambitions or whatever, right? And like now that I'm here, I'm like, you know what? I just want really simple things. Like I don't, like, yeah, I want like a stable career, like just so I can like live. But like the things that make me happy are very simple. I just want to like cook. I just want to like learn how to cook and share food. Like to me, that feels like something that I want in my life. You know, I don't know. That's weird. Like I'm finding like the beauty in like the simplest things. Like I didn't know the simplest things made
it's like
the happiest.
I don't know. I always have the struggle of like, do I want like a simple or ambitious life? Because I feel like the simple life, not that it's easy, but it's just more peaceful. It's like the ambitious life.
Yeah.
I mean, I still want it. I don't know. It's like switches back and forth. I'm like, what do I really want? What is this? Ambitiously simple.
Like, right? Yeah. Like, I want to live an ambitious life to make my life simple. Like, I'm a rapper and stuff. So like, but when I'm 40 years old, I'm not gonna want to be touring and rapping and singing to a million people. That's gonna give me a headache. I just want to do stuff now while I have the energy and got that experience. I want to be the old guy that's just sitting in a rocking chair smoking outside and talking to the neighborhood, all kind of stories. Like, I want to be that guy.
Right? And I just want to like plant a garden.
Yeah, you know,
like, have hella plants, and just like grow my own food, and like and then cook it.
Oh man, yeah, and have like freaking every Sunday is you know, I'll everybody come over and eat and.
Yeah, dude. Like, I just want to like invite people over. Like, that's my dream. And then I'm like, you know what? I want to have like music around, like some kind of music. It doesn't have to be fancy. Like, just have friends come over. Simple and jazz sing music or poetry. Yeah, that's my dream. And like, just have flowers.
And you know how beautiful and simplistic that sounds. You know, like, that sounds so beautiful.
And that sounds so simple. Right? When you were like a kid, you wanted like, I want to be this or that. I want to do this. I want to do that. But then you grow up and it's like, you know, I actually just want to have like a nice dinner with like my friends. Exactly. It's like, I don't really want like a lot. I just want to be able to spend time with these people.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to do that.
I'm sorry. Oh, man.
No, you're going. Go ahead.
No, you were going. Go for it.
I was just saying, like, what's crazy is that, like, the older you get on the outside, the younger you get on the inside.
Yeah.
The younger you're on the outside, the older you want to get. Like, when you're in school, you're like, I can't wait to be out of school and work and have my own car and no one tells me anything. And then, like, I wish that I just went to school and I didn't need a car and I just chilled with my friends all day, biking it across the city, free food.
A lot of kids want to grow up too fast. If anyone's, like, under, I don't know, 20, under 18, just enjoy being under 18. Like, just enjoy that time.
Oh man, I miss the days where all I had to do was wash the dishes and got my allowance and went to school, came back home and I chilled with my friends and I went to the park and like, I missed those video game all day and just go do some homework. That was the days. Now I don't even want to eat all that fancy food. I'm like, my back hurts too much from working.
Your back hurting is like one of the things I'm like, am I getting old now? Because like my back hurts now. I'm like, this never happened. It's like my lower right back hurts. Why is it hurting? I know.
Feeling the power of stress. Feeling the power of stress. Stress will make you sick. Like stress will make you sick. Like literally like you got the flu times 50. Stress will make you sick. Not sleeping will make you sick. You wasn't feeling that way when you was a kid. You got all the sleep
now,
in the world.
Like,
you know,
I'm gonna be like,
true.
I'm gonna be like 25 next month. And well, I know it's old.
Dang, I'm just kidding.
And I'm like, I need to start getting healthy because, like, I'm feeling my body, and I'm like, I need to start taking care of this shit. Like, I need to make it like a number one priority to like nurture this body of mine because. I'm gonna be stuck. It's all downhill from here. Like my body just stops growing now. Like this is the age where it just it's like okay, I need to start taking care of this now. Cause it's gonna start breaking. And I don't want it to break. Yeah. Well, Cause like also a lot of people are like they say that it catches up to you in 27 where it's just like you just some people just like don't see the change in their bodies until they're like older and then like catches up to them. I'm like, well, it already caught up to me, so I need to start taking care of it.
Oh, fuck, at 27, you just wake up.
Fuck,
and
I'm
like,
old, nah. But I don't know. Unless you're Johnny Q.
Unless you're Johnny Q.
what's the secret?
I need a secret. You need to just do a class. Teach us health and just. Security and like, man, shout out to Johnny Q. I'm gonna tag him. Shout out to Johnny Q. He used to teach a class on just not stressing and like, because honestly, like, you eventually start looking on the outside and what you are on the inside. And like, that's what age shows you. And like, so for me, like, you start changing your inside more and your outside starts to understand and show that. So, like, me and my girl, when we first got together, we was going to the gym every day, and I was doing 10 miles every day on the treadmill. And, like, I started feeling so good. And I've lost, like, probably, like, 50 pounds in, like, less than 5 months. Like, I just lost a lot of weight doing 10 miles every day.
Dang.
And mind you, when she started, I was fat, and I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to work out at the gym. this is a horrible conversation right now. I like Grace, like I do at the time, but I love her and I was like, I want to support her. And I just would hear her stress about like, the consistency of being healthy and like how she knows how it feels to be healthy and how it feels to not be healthy. So I started it with her. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I start telling her, we need to go to the gym twice a day now. And I just like start going way further into it, into her, and just like, it's just a beauty to share.
I mean, life is just about relationships. Just, yeah.
Honestly, we live to help each other out. Like, people don't realize that. And I think that's the problem with the human race, is that the problem with us is that we're all we know in the frequency that we work on. We're all we know. We haven't found another species that can keep up with us. That's our downfall, is that we think we're too godly. But if you look at animals is a cheat code. Every animal literally lives and dies to help out another animal without them even messing up the code. Like, you know, there's bacteria to help live, to help out a whale's mouth to not die. They don't getting into it, throwing nukes at each other. Like,
I mean, everything is just, relational. Like,
we don't do that.
This, like, I think most of your life is just like mostly interacting with other people. Like, that's just like the biggest thing. Like, it's like a priority. Like that's most of your life. You have to interact with people or else you can't survive. Like, even like the most yeah.
That's what makes division. Like, what makes us divided is because we're all we know. Like, it's different with animals because a lot of the animals work on the same frequencies, like, as you can clearly tell. Like, they all work on the same frequency. So it's different when your species has other species that wants to eat you.
Yeah.
Different story. We don't have nobody wanting to eat humans. You know, like, there's no other planet out there that wants to go to war with us. So it doesn't make us closer. It makes us more divided.
Yeah.
All we know is.
So I think it's just important to like, I feel like my priorities now is just like my relationships in my life. Not even like, I don't know, like I should make, cause like I could lose money, like prestige or fame or any of that stuff. Like, that doesn't really affect you as much as like your relationships with other people. Like, that's like something you can't, I don't know. Amen. Like, it's hard. You can't buy that.
And I feel like that's what causes a lot of like depression. A lot of depression is that you feel a lot less connected with yourself because you feel a lot less connected with other people. And what makes you realize that is that you're not connecting with other people. And like, the more, like, just like you said, the older I get, the more like I'm hitting up old friends from high school and I like really get more into depth in how my connection with people. I used to not care about that.
Yeah.
I used to care about perception people at me as, but now I care about actual truth. Like, I was sitting in a group meeting with my group that I'm a part of, and I told them, look, man, how can I show y'all I love y'all? Because I don't care the fact that y'all know y'all love y'all. I want y'all to know without a doubt, what action can I do? Let me be a vessel to help you out. What do you need in your life? You need your rent paid? You need help? How can I show you that I love you where it's undeniable? Because without that in my life, I don't know, it just feels great to have that support of, it's not a situation that you cannot go through where I will not love you. It's good to feel it. Like, I want to give that because I want that back.
That's completely true. And that's what I'm saying. We need to dismantle capitalism. Because capitalism just divides us. Actually, I've been learning more about it. It's just like, dang,
it does
capitalism really be everything that's wrong. But it's just more of like, we need to be more centered in like our relationships with other people. And I feel like I should, like, you're gonna die soon. I mean, eventually you'll die, and
you don't know when. You don't know
yeah
when.
And
your
like
day,
I'd rather leave
every day
a legacy of like good like actions with other people than just not giving a shit about them. I don't know, like, that just seems more worthy of a purpose to do instead of like,
oh yeah, you know what's crazy, I was talking to my friend,
no
sorry,
I'm just gonna cut it out.
Man, I'm sorry. talking to my friend. Okay, perfect. Yes, I love you guys. Oh my god, that journalism thing is working out. There's a guy who just died named Nishiyasu. I don't know if you guys know who he is, but he's a very, 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 very influential person. He's like a Tupac right now of this generation. And I was talking to my friend, and they were telling me how sad they were that he died. And I was telling them that if I die in my life, I would be more than honored to go out the way he did. And it's not that the way he died physically, like he got shot and it was fucked up like the way he died, but it's the what he did behind it. It's his legacy. It was like you either go out like him or you go out like the guy that shot him, who was just an evil just person, and he's gonna rot for that. And like I'd much rather go out and my death sparks a wave of positivity for generations to come than for my death just make people hate each other more.
Because I've been thinking a lot about that, like what's my purpose in life? I'm gonna graduate and I'm like, what is my life goal? What is my purpose? Like, what am I what aiming is my purpose to do now? In this life that I have? In this one precious life that I have, what should I do? And I can do a lot of things. But, like, what is the right one? I don't know. Exactly. So that's what I've been pondering.
You hold the key. That's the crazy part about it. You go to the key. You can go, like, at any point in life, you can go do some crazy negative stuff.
I could do so much.
But what is that going to do for
you? I don't know. Like, it's endless. I could do really good things or really bad things. I have the freedom to do it. You know, I could make a lot of money not giving a shit other people, or I could do the opposite, be a freaking monk. I could leave right now, go into the mountains and never come back. Like, that is a choice of mine.
Have a mind,
I just transcend.
Or something.
I could transcend this, but like...
Who knows? What scares is the process, though. It's the process that scares people. It's the Alice in Wonderland effect. Like, you're following down... It's the, you know, Wizard of Oz effect. Like, you're following down this yellow brick road. You don't know where Oz is, but you gotta go down it. You gotta encounter stuff, and you're scared. Because... You know the temporary high. You can go for a temporary high, or you can go for an everlasting high. But that temporary high, it only takes a short while to get there, and it only lasts for a short while. The consequences are longer, but to get that longevity, you gotta go down a much longer road. You gotta go through a lot longer stuff, but you get a much longer payout.
I'm just trying to figure out exactly what is good for my everlasting soul. When I die, I want to be able to be like, that was a good life. That was a good one. That was a good one. But I don't know how to do that yet. So we'll see. Yep.
All right. What I mean by that is a rock and a
ripple.
A pond.
Yeah.
You drop a rock into a pond, it creates a wave, right?
Create a ripple, a positive ripple
in your life. Drop yourself into the wave you want to go. The bigger you make it, the bigger the wave is.
Yeah, crazy.
The more of the pond you're
crazy. But I think we should stop that. That was a good 40 minutes, and I have a fellow homework that I'm like. But it's nice catching up with you, Jalen. I love you too, man.
It was good talking to you guys. I love you guys dearly. I appreciate you. Keep doing your thing. And, man, I just wish nothing but positivity for all of you guys. I'm really thankful you guys haven't stopped
season
doing this.
Season 1000.
I never stopped doing this.
Okay. I mean, we'll see.
This is, this is like really important. I don't know if, I don't feel like you guys have gotten the praise that you deserve. Or just the feedback you deserve yet of just how important it is to just have a podcast where it's just literally you're expressing your feelings and just expressing and accepting a lot of stuff. Like a lot of people don't talk about things like this.
That's true.
A lot of people don't. So I feel like we talk for them
all
the time. So, love you guys. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No do you problem. Have anything else about Paulina? You just listen.
Me?
Yeah, you're
no,
quiet.
I just
time.
Listened.
Well,
today.
Sometimes you got to be the quiet one. What? Reviving. That was the vibe. Yeah. Dude, honestly, sometimes I'm the one
listening.
Yeah.
Paulina
is a great listener. Mm-hmm.
Well,
she's a great listener. I think that's why she didn't call bullshit so quickly. She listens, like.
That's why what?
I think that's why you're able to call certain bullshit. Like you're able to see read people pretty fluidly because you listen.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if you noticed it, but listening, you kind of like you know, you get to know like. Okay,
no, that's exactly.
This sounds like
that
some
is really
bullshit.
True. It's like yeah, this isn't real.
Yeah.
I love you too, man.
Love you guys.
Heck yeah.
I'm gonna make some.
All music. Right. All right, I'll see y'all later in the next episode. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Boys Do Cry.
If you would like to support us so we can pay our therapy copay, you can. You can go on Anchor. You can follow this link, bit.ly/supporttheboys.
For as little as 99 cents, you can support the pod. We appreciate you for taking the time to listen to us.
You could also support the podcast by reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. Please rate us 5-star and give us a review. It really helps out the podcast.
Yeah, and you can follow us on Facebook. Our Instagram and Twitter is Boys Do Cry Pod. Follow us so we can become influencers and get free stuff.
And we would like to thank Food for Thought, aka Jalen from Music Collective's So Self-Explanatory and Hopeless and Happy. Our theme song is called What's the Purpose?
And remember, Maya Angelou is always right.